Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. That's the Hooters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend who represents an organization we've known for a while. Andrew Mangione is Director of Business Development at Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. And in the previous segment, I said the wrong website. It's amac.us. So be sure to go there and check them out. And Andrew, thanks again for hanging out with us. What is the age that people can join AMAC?
Anyone can join AMAC.
Anyone can join.
Yes, sir. However,
if you just feel mature, but you're not mature, right?
Yes, if you're immature. No, I'm kidding. anyone may join AMAC, but I will tell you this, Jim, our member benefits are geared towards Americans who are age 50 plus.
50 plus. All right. And folks, it's the other white meat. It's the other folks. The group that I really encourage you to. I think they represent more American seniors, more American mature Americans, I should say, than any of the other senior groups. So I encourage you to check them out. AMAC.us. We're talking in the previous segment about this runaway freight train in Washington that's about to run us off over the cliff. And talk to us about what the mature Americans, the retired Americans, especially people who are either near or are on more fixed income, and they've been counting on their investments to help them out, to give them some sustainable income. What do they have at stake in this debate right now?
Well, they've got a lot of skin in the game, Jim. Okay, when the talks are going on in Washington right now with regard to the fiscal cliff. What kind of taxes will be raised? Is there going to be any spending that's going to be cut? And one of the things that's on the table, the president wants to hike taxes on dividend income. Now, he thinks that only rich people own stock, and only mm-hmm. rich people own dividend-paying mm-hmm. stock, and completely discounts the fact that dividend-paying stock is in mutual funds, too, okay? But that's another discussion.
Right, right.
He also thinks
small business owners are rich, too.
Well, you know what? We should substitute the word successful
that's
for
exactly
rich.
Right. That's exactly right.
All right? And that's exactly who he wants to penalize. Not the rich, it's the successful people, the people that took the risk and worked hard and are now enjoying the fruits of their labor, building a legacy to leave for their families. Mm-hmm. These are the people. And the people that invest in their companies.
He acts as if any success that people have, any financial gain that they've acquired from that hard work, from that risk, he acts as if that actually took away from somebody else.
Exactly.
Like the fat man is the reason why the skinny man is skinny.
Right. Exactly right. Skinny guy is or the skinny guy is responsible for the fat man being fat.
Either way, but it's usually the other way. So all right, so what are some of the specific elements in the debate that's going to hurt mature folks, retired folks?
Well, as I mentioned before, the president wants to hike taxes on dividend income. Now
dividends, he wants a different, they're talking about a different rate for dividends than they are for capital gains, right?
That's correct. This is a separate issue. It's another source of revenue, i.e. taxes, that the president's proposing.
Right. He also is proposing lowering the amount of exclusion for estate tax.
It's all on the table.
Which affects it's retirees and people who have family businesses, family farms, and they've already paid taxes on those estates, and now they want to tax them again.
That's right. But specifically with regard to our demographic, the AMAC member, half of the seniors age 65 and over receive dividend income. And this supplements the retirement benefits, any pension that they're getting, any Social Security that they're getting. And this is according to a Federal Reserve survey. Retirees earning as little as $29,000 a year depend on dividends for 11% of their earnings. Hmm. And All right, and those earning between $30,000 and $49,000 a year rely on dividends for as much as 14% of that of their income.
Hmm.
That said, it's not the rich that will suffer. It's going to be people that own dividend and income retirees.
And don't forget this. The Fed has devalued our dollar so much that and the interest rates are so low that any cash that they have, they're not getting any kind of return on that either.
Absolutely. So not only is the income they're receiving on the dividends on the stock that are paying dividends declining, but it's going to be taxed as well. So it's not investors in higher tax brackets that'll feel the hit. It's going to be folks on fixed incomes that rely on this income to live on.
Here's something else, Andrew. Here's why it's extra egregious. Those dividends that are being distributed are income. The company who earned those dividends before they distributed them already have paid taxes on.
Right.
They're being double taxed.
Double taxed.
The truth is there shouldn't be any tax on dividends, but to raise the tax on dividends is a double whammy as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I would agree with you, Jim. It's a double tax. The money that's coming to these retirees has already been taxed, and they're going to get hit again.
Yeah. AMAC.us, right, Andrew?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be sure to tell Daniel Weber, your founder, we said hello, and keep up the good work, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.